How are you, John?
Great, Tony. How are you this morning?
Well, Sparrow's making news, and when it comes to smokers, apparently Sparrow will no longer hire smokers starting May 1st. Talk about that new policy.
Yeah, we announced that on Friday, and basically, effective May 1st, we have a new policy that will be screening employees for nicotine, and if they test positive, we won't be able to employ them at that point here within the health system.
Why did you implement this?
Well, we have spent some time here at Sparrow taking a look at this issue, and I really think it comes back to our role in the community. Our mission in our community is to improve the health of the community, to take those steps that are necessary to help educate and promote those activities that generate good wellness and health. And we look at the destructive impact of this habit in our community. This is a habit that, you know, its impact we see on a daily basis in our institution. Whether you're talking about treating patients with emphysema, lung cancer, a variety of illnesses that are directly linked to tobacco and nicotine.
John, do you feel like you may be invading people's civil liberties?
Well, you know, I think the question is what would our consumers want from a health system? I mean, our mission from our community is to take those steps that are necessary to promote health and wellness in our community. We are here to safeguard the health of the mid-Michigan area. So I think the real question is in terms of this, is what do we want from our health system? And when we're faced with a habit that probably is one of the primary causes of avoidable illnesses and mortalities in our community, we need to take some steps to be a leader in promoting those actions that are actually going to be positive, actually going to add years to people's lives, not see loved ones depart us early in life, add, you know, good years and good capability to those years to our community. So, you know, we've taken a lot of steps to support our mission throughout the year. We have a variety of programs to promote health and wellness in our communities. We're in schools throughout the region. You know, we're in workplaces throughout the region promoting wellness. And this was just another step that we felt was important for us to do.
Well, John, I kept bringing this topic up when I was around family and friends over this past holiday weekend. And interesting proposal came out. What is next? Will they implement the same type of policy against people who are too heavy or perhaps people who don't drive the right vehicle? Do you see how that could be concerns?
Well, I think, Tony, those are very different issues. I mean, I think what we have with smoking and with tobacco is we have a few things that are important for us to understand. First, we have a very specific habit, a very specific pastime, so to speak, that is directly linked to a variety of diseases and is directly linked to a variety of illnesses and to early mortalities within people. So we have very specific links there. Secondly, we have the ability to screen with nearly 100% effectiveness for this habit. And I think third, you know, we're trying to keep ourselves very focused on activities that we know is strongly supported in the science and in the health, and is also you know, a step that we feel is important for us to take as a leadership role in the community.
The same could be said for people who are overweight, though.
Now, I think that that's a very complicated and different issue. And again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist to treat this. But there's a lot more complications, a lot more issues involved in that. And I think, you know, but on the same side, from a health and wellness perspective, we are very actively engaged in a variety of activities to help people lead healthier lives. And you know, we're promoting to right now, you know, thousands of kids in over 100 schools the benefits of a fit, active, fit lifestyle. We have programs in middle schools that treat kids on how to eat healthy, what are healthy eating behaviors.
John, I've got to get to a news break. Thanks so much for your candor. We'll talk soon.
All right, Tony.